I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Enraged Muslims betrayed the Christian hope for political unity in several violent attacks last week in Egypt. Despite all this, Christians hope the fight for democracy will join them with Muslims. Paul Esterbrooks with Open Door says,
the church is, I think, far more optimistic about opportunities and a positive change in the future than we on the outside looking in.
The Muslim majority may be more likely to oppress the Christian minority. Esterbrooks tells us how you can help.
We need to pray that their optimism will be honored and that they will be able to have the freedom that they desire to share the gospel.
Meanwhile, it hasn't been easy, but Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating a milestone, 50 years of ministry in the Democratic Republic of Congo. President of MAF John Boyd says civil war and unrest have had a toll on the program.
We've had multiple evacuations, a huge property damage over the years, but on and on and on, we have sought the guidance and the blessing of our Lord so that we could go back in.
They currently have bases in Kinshasa, Bunia, and Lubumbashi. As they help physically, they're able to share spiritually. The work continues, but needs abound. Adopt a plane to help. It's cheaper than you might think. And Biblica is putting the new meaning to the phrase vacation with a purpose. The shortage of Bibles in China is being answered by their Chinese tourist ministry. Biblica estimates that it can reach 30,000 tourists with the Chinese Contemporary Bible. It's in standard Mandarin, of which there are 873 million speakers. Pray for funding, resources, and safety for all who work in Biblica's Asia projects. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.